Well, that was Karina Keeling and Faith. And so I just wanted to mention, I went to see the Temperance Movement and Monster Truck last week, and it was totally amazing. So I decided, had a chance to talk to the singer, and well, that was a lot of fun. He had a few things to say about music, making music videos, so let's hear what he has to say, and then we're going to hear a song from them. So there we go.
Because songs don't need to, it's like, you know, a video about the song lyric and all this, it's kind of it's kind of like a bit old.
What about just live performance videos? Like I was.
Yeah, sure, they're good because, like, at least you get the good sound. Like, everybody's taped everything that they've ever, every gig they've ever been at is on YouTube and somewhere or another, but the audio's crap. But that's how you want to see your bands, you want to see them play. And I think bands should make, built like Radiohead, they should be in charge of their own fucking output, and, you know, just what they record and what they film, you know. And, you know, Radiohead did a bunch of sessions in basement sessions where they sort of physically played, they played their live and stuff, but, you know, just to show you that they could do it all live, because a lot of their music sounds really weird.
Thank you, you're a sweet man.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Let's... Hello, we are back on the air, And there was a few technical glitches. I do apologize for that, including these headphones. I don't know why. Well, anyway, so back to the show. We have Greg Samick on the medicine show here with us. And so, yes, what is it? Okay, percussionist Greg Samick has been in Vancouver a short time, and already he's been in several acts. Some of them are my favorites, and some of them are medicine show family, and one of them was Caracas from Venezuela, and I actually jammed with myself a little bit. They are putting together a thumb harp with the so we're going to try and hook up this contraption and try and hear some sound out of it. Unfortunately, it seems like nothing is exactly as it should be. So please excuse us and bear with us. Perhaps, do you want to do an acoustic song there, Greg?
Sure. And then we'll play another song. We can test and see what the problem is. Is it not giving sound?
It is not giving sound. It should give sound.
And
is the auxiliary on?
Auxiliary is here, it's on.
There's the volume.
No signal here. So
what?
If there's any signal, it should be.
Okay, so we're going to listen to another song. Oh no, you're going to play an acoustic song.
If you have one of mine, you can play that.
Okay, absolutely. We're going to play another song in the meantime. It's called Push the Button. And this is the T-Packs. We'll be right back on the medicine show. And hopefully we'll get these technical glitches sorted out in the meantime. Thanks.
The world is full of terror. If someone makes an error, it's gonna blow us up to bitty bitty kingdom come. There are some crazy rulers, they hide and try to fool us with demonic technologic willingness to harm. They're gonna push the button, push the button, push the button, push the button, push the button. Push the button, push the button. Il y a plein de souffrances dans la rue, y a trop de violence et on a beaucoup de chance d'être vivant, même pas blessé. Avancement tactique des régimes fanatiques, situation tragique qui me met les larmes aux yeux.
And I don't wanna die. I wanna see the flowers bloom. Don't wanna go kaput kaboom. And I don't wanna cry. I wanna have a lot of fun.
Just sitting in the sun. But nevertheless, he's gonna push the button, 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 push the button. מסרים מתפוצצים עליי, טילים דוחפים וגם נופלים עליי, שוטרים וגנבים מתפוצצים עליי, והם קופצים עליי, מתפוצצים עליי, אל אליי, אל אליי, תענה לי אלוהי, היי, הסיוט הזה ארוך מדי, כשאני בקושי חי וכולם מכוונים אליי, זה מוקדם לשיר אולי שנתתי לחיי. משטרה, צוות הצלה, הנה זה בקדם, שיר ללא סלם, אדום זה לא רק צבע, זה יותר כמו דם, שוב עוצר בלב את הנשימה, שלא תפרח עכשיו הנשמה, הנה מלחמה, הנה הנשמה, בום בום, זה מה שקורה עכשיו, בין רקטה למצ'טה, בין סופי להיכתב, בין נחטף לנחטף, בין גשום לשרב, אסלמה במדרגות עולה, בין תופס את קו, כלום, כלום, זה מה שכולם עושים, קיצונים, מקצינים, מקצינים, מרצינים, מדהימים, מתמתנים, מקצינים, לנתונים ועונים.
שכולם חסונים
עולם כולו דמונים שאנחנו סטמפיונים ושמפיונים עם ז'יטונים מחליטים מה שיהיה ניהול בעצלתיים עונה מלאה במים וכולם שותים לחיים וטובים זה לצד זה
אולי זה חד מדי צריך לשיר שירי דקלים שירי מדבר ללא דגלים אני חי 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 ואם ימשיך להיות מפחיד
רק אז אני אגיד
I'm gonna push the button 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 push the button
Thank you. In your hand, you see somebody naked. You say, who's that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand what to say when you get home. Something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you? As hard as it feels, the beast that you feel, you say possible as your hands go high. Something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. John? A sword swallower walks up to you. Then he clicks his high heels, and without further notice, he asks you how it feels. Say, here's your throwback. Thanks, Mother Lord. You know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. John? Among the lumberjacks, get your back and come and catch your imagination. But it is in any respect, they just explode. It assigned you a chain to some tax deductible charity organization. Wait with the professors, where they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers and scholars, you've discussed papers and books. Been through all of it, got Fitzgerald books. You better grab it. Yeah, it's wild. Something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. John?
Thank you. UBC Mental Health Awareness Club is hosting the annual Defeat Depression Run at UBC, with proceeds going towards club and community mental health support and services. Come out on March 12th to participate in the 5-kilometer run or walk. There will be prizes for top fundraiser. For more information or to register online and start pledging, visit the UBC Mental Health Awareness Club on Facebook and learn how you can make a difference in your community.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASAUBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Thank you very much for listening. Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. Well, I think that we're going to be finally getting to that live music in a few seconds here. And so I just want to remind everybody, we just finished a week of our pitches for Fund Drive. We were asking everybody to call in and donate. Well, that's still happening for another week or two here. Well, for another week, that'll be happily, or even maybe a little longer. So during the daytime, you can call in at 604-822-8684, or you could go on online and donate and contribute. If you do, please mention the Medicine Show, that you're a Medicine Show supporter. That's CITR.ca. You can put the / fund drive, or you can just check it out and navigate your way. So as I promised, we do try and get to the live music here. Greg Samick is ready with his thumb harp.
Kalimba.
Kalimba. Have you heard of Kalimba, the singer?
I have not, no.
He's popular in Mexico. Papi. All right. So did you want to speak or just play some music to start?
We can just play some music.
Excellent.
Music in mono. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you name these pieces?
This
is new, right?
Yeah, this is very new. So that was Thoughts 700,601.
I like Thoughts 7,691.
Yeah, that's...
It's very relaxing. So you were telling me earlier about this. Was it 30 beats per minute style that you're learning and adapting to?
That's right. Yeah. So after many years of playing very fast, a lot of drummers love to play fast. I love to play fast.
Now, can we put that in perspective? Like 100 beats a minute would be like sort of like an average rock song or something? Or?
Yeah. If I'm still plugged in here, I'll try and get about, so if you think of like a Sousa march, like do 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 tick 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 tick. So that's about 120. So
okay. And
I'm trying to slow down to somewhere around tick tick tick. Lots of space. So after a long time of playing very fast, I'd like to explore playing very slow. It's a different type of ear, different way of approaching music.
Yeah, I can understand. And it does take a lot of discipline to be stay on. Does it take? Oh, I'm assuming that it takes discipline to stay on the beat. Or I guess after being in it, you start to adapt to that. You don't even have to count anymore.
That's hopefully what will happen. But right now, it's a lot of feels like light years between each beat. So
you gotta keep track of it.
Yeah, exactly. You have to keep diligent track of it. So.
All right. And so I did want to do a bit of a shout out to the kids out in the dance out in the foyer.
Yes, thank you very much.
They're,
that's about 132, 140 beats per minute.
Yeah, they're all singing the songs and the lyrics to older songs that I didn't expect to have them know all the lyrics to, but... old Rolling Stones songs and stuff like that. So shout out to the kids out in the foyer. We do have In Bliss coming up, and this is time for another commercial we're coming into. So we're going to come back in a minute on the Medicine Show. We'll be right back, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
On the Medicine Show. And so I want to go and hear a little bit more of this thumb harp, if you don't mind, before we say goodbye. Even though it's in mono, even though we've had technical glitches up our stitches, we're gonna just charge on like soldiers and make the best of it. You know, play the music, and that's okay. I'm wondering if people could hear that throbbing beat of the 70s music in the background. Anyway, don't forget that we're still taking pledges for the fund drive to support. Please mention the Medicine Show as a supporter. It's the phone number during the daytime is 604-822-8648. And if you want to donate online, that's citr.ca/fund drive. So Greg is going to play and is playing and looping.
In mono.
In mono. I think that'd be a great name for a band, the Monotones.
Get that left speaker blasting.
Right. All right. Thank you, Greg Samick.
Welcome.
Do you want to mention a couple of the projects that you were in? Or I guess you're not, you're currently, like you said, solo, right?
Yeah, I'm currently solo after many years of touring and hotel rooms and flights and yada, yada, yada. I am a free and solo man.
If you want more, if you want connections to Greg or want to look him up, you can look him up through Facebook.
That's right. Greg Samick, S-A-M-E-K.
And we'll be back in a few minutes with a couple of the guys from In Bliss. For now, we're going to actually hear a song from the Clay Ravens from Salt Spring Island. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
Shaking hands with ghosts. I trip on the invisible.
Hello, and welcome back to The Medicine Show. Tonight, with us, we have some guys from the In Bliss band, and In Bliss is, we got the founding member, Cameron, Cam,
hello, Hayes. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good.
Spencer couldn't be here tonight.
No, unfortunately.
But we do have Escher Baldwin on bass.
Yo.
And so the guys have brought in some of their music. They're gonna we're gonna hear some of the tracks from their new album, and it is called Log It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They have their self-titled EP with five upbeat tracks, landing them gigs at places like the Roxy and Studio Records with a series of outstanding shows behind them. In Bliss is releasing the second EP, Log It, on March 5th. That's tomorrow night at the Roxy nightclub downtown. So, you guys excited for this?
Oh, yeah.
I am.
It's going to be good. Roxy's always fun.
Absolutely. So what you got to do is make sure that you're like this far away.
Okay.
Here you.
How's that?
It's a lot more, you know, with us instead of over there. It sounds so over there for a second. Just touching base, how's things going with you guys? How you feeling tonight? Did you have any problems getting here?
Oh. No, it was good. It was pretty good.
Pretty simple.
Smooth sailing.
Bit of a zoo out here with construction.
And these kids they had it all before you arrived. They had it all barricaded.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Cam and I were sitting in the waiting room looking out there, and you know, a couple more seconds and we would be out there with them.
I know. I wanted to go
I'm just enjoying the fact that, you know, when they're going through the 80s music, you know.
It's so reminiscent.
I'm looking at them, I'm like, they're probably here. Born in the mid 90s.
You actually have to really face it.
Well, these things are super, super direct then, yes.
Yeah, it's they're so specific.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's always good.
You guys got this big gig tomorrow night, and is it for everybody or just press?
No, it's
who
everybody.
Gets to go?
Anybody and everybody. Excellent. Our music's for everybody.
You want to bring your grandma?
It's a
you
press
can?
Release. You never know. I mean, or not a press. I mean, an album release. So that's good. You guys had quite a your rehearsal space sounds like quite a riot. You guys had a bunch of people in there. And
yeah,
they came
we
came down to your show. Do you guys recognize any named people or just same people at the? What happened with that?
We were rehearsing for a show, and it was just near the end of summer, I think August-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the front door open because it was quite hot. It's, you know, locked into the back room. And we're all kind of just jamming through this new song. And next thing you know, we looked up and there's a bunch of people who stumbled off the street into the jam space. And, you know, it was somebody's birthday, so obviously everybody was quite loaded. But yeah, they were having themselves a good time. You know, they packed up the jam space and...
It was right in Olympic Village, right by the street. And so people would stop and listen to us practice all the time. It wasn't that unusual. These guys just were feeling a little bit more confident with their drinks or whatever. They came right into our jam space right as we entered the last chorus of the last song of our set. And they were all dancing, and a bunch of them came out to our show the next night, which was pretty cool. So
that's when it's always good to have like some sort of like advertising and paraphernalia, or what do you call it, business cards or flyers or something. Did they find you guys? Did they stalk you or what?
I luckily had some cards on me because we were in our space. So
okay,
they
that
remembered
makes sense
us.
Now.
So, yeah,
I was just trying to figure out how did they get to the gig.
Yeah,
okay,
that was pretty cool.
And then this song Log It. There's a title track to the album.
Yeah, that's the one. Log It's the main track that we're promoting off of that EP, and then we've got two other ones to go along with it. So
could we talk about this title track and the words you say, rearranging the grain? What's do you want to expand on that at all?
It's just a reference to how we take raw materials and turn them into something that's useful for us. And I think it could be probably interpreted as sort of a protest song, but it's not.
Sounds like a perversion of nature to me.
Well,
stop logging the forest.
I'm a carpenter, and my dad and my brother are both loggers. So, I mean, there's a demand for it, right? Like, we all We're the reason that it all takes place. It's all got to happen. I wrote it mainly because I saw some sense of irony in the fact that most people who love the outdoors more than the next person live in more remote areas and rely on industry. They work in industry.
Yes.
So, you know, they pride themselves on living in places like that in northern BC where I visit. I have the privilege of visiting. And most of them are in logging or in milling, you know, things like that, in industries that, you know, take advantage of resources and stuff. So,
well, okay, so then it comes down to, like, would you rather live in a plastic house or a wooden house?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I know that we've got adobes and stuff made out of, you know, different materials, but, you know, there was this one person who wrote a book called Without Us. Oh, now, the idea of the book was that what would life be like without us? Because a lot of people consider us to be parasites on this planet. And after much debate, it was decided by these people that life is more beautiful with the influence of human beings. Mm-hmm. You know, in spite of the fact that they can be reckless and disgusting, they could be quite, you know, manifest some beautiful art, and they have their place, or they wouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but you do kind of really, it does sound like a protest song, because you, what is the line about, have you heard the song of the trees and the wind?
Yeah.
Wait, can you recite that bit?
Yeah. Have you heard the wind make music with the trees? That just reminds me of growing up on the farm and just sitting in the woods and spending the time there. But I was just thinking about, I was so lucky to grow up on Salt Spring Island and
Yay,
have all
Salt
that
Spring.
And, you know, I, moving to Vancouver and doing a little bit of traveling, not a lot of people get to experience that.
And I gotta know, we just played the Clay Ravens from Salt Spring. I'm from Salt Spring. Like, this is a Salt Springy type of show. Hey,
did you tell me that already?
No, I think that just is coming up now. But this
crazy.
Is yeah. So did you ever hear the Clay Ravens?
No, I haven't, actually.
They're like total gypsy rock. They're just so beautiful with the violins and the mandolins and everything like that.
I think I've heard of them. That's the guy Justin.
Justin.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
and
Clay
his
Ravens.
Sister, Brianne.
Yeah,
Huntley Smith.
Studio, right? Yeah, they were at the studio for the Landmark event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Salt Spring is everywhere.
And you know what? I believe that there's like a magical energy on Salt Spring that has like for decades made wonderful music.
Mm-hmm.
Like whether it gets off the island or not, mm-hmm. there's been some amazing music that was manifested from that island.
So much. Randy Bachman lives up the street from me.
Oh, yeah?
That was the first studio I had the privilege of going to, which was pretty cool. Valdi lives there, too.
You know, we used to go to potluck dinners at Valdi's.
Yeah. Bill Henderson used to come get eggs at my grandma's farm every Sunday.
I remember I was jamming on the ferry, and Bill Henderson's sitting there, and he goes, hey, that's some really good music. I like your sound and everything, right? And I was going, oh, that's really cool. What's your name? And he goes, you know, hi, I'm Bill Henderson. I'm like, oh, my jaw dropped because I'm a big fan.
Yeah. So down to earth.
We got to get him on the show. After all this talking and blah, 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 do you happen to have that particular song queued up there?
Log it. It's right here.
Log it.
I've never had to explain this song before. That's a good exercise for me.
I'm good to go, right?
hopefully without crackling, too. Let her rip. This is Log It from In Bliss.
What you never knew, I hope my daughters never do. No. Just love you. what you never knew. I hope my daughters never do. Lock it, burn it, pave it. Lock it, burn it, pave it. Rearrange it, rearrange the grain. Hit me, hillbilly hybrid. Hit me, hilly hybrid. Take my peace out of your world.
You fucking back.
Cause we just lock it, burn it, pave it. Lock it, burn it, pave it. Rearrange it, rearrange. Rearrange the grain. Have you heard the wind make music with the trees? Nature's headphones in your ears. Hear the leaves like, whoa, 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 whoa. You can't, you can't miss what you never knew. I hope my daughters never do.
Yes, in bliss. So how many years you guys been around for?
Spencer and I have been playing since 2011, so it's 5 years now. Spencer and I, we couldn't even hold a tune together 5 years ago.
Yes,
Adam's been with us for just over a year now.
Year and a half?
Yeah.
So do you guys like know like the Japanese girls and like bands like Carousel Scene, and then just because of the strip?
We've played with Carousel Scene before. It's
been
a while.
Carousel Scene. Big shout out to them. They've been on here a couple times. I absolutely love that band.
Yeah, they killed it, didn't they? Yeah. She was on the ground screaming in the mic, wasn't
she? Yeah, she was great. She's put on one of the best shows I've seen. Ever in Vancouver.
Yeah.
She's definitely entertaining, and he's an amazing guitar player.
Yeah, of course.
But so what?
There's some great young bands, like the Vitos, too. Another band that is doing great things now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, three piece.
Refer them. I haven't had them on here yet.
I'm starting to feel like older now.
Yeah. I know.
Like amazing 20
year
olds.
Hey, don't get me started. I'm older than y'all.
Yeah.
I want to know. You know, you guys have done some things already that a lot of us, you know, like Greg. Hey, Greg. Greg's still with us here. So you guys have all done some touring, and there's always, well, like, you know, even the strip is, you know, I played the Roxy before it was the Roxy. It used to be called the Venue.
Really?
I'm that old.
Wow.
Anyway, so yeah. Anyway, the what? Oh, station ID is CITR.ca 101.9 FM on Coast Salish Unceded Territory on Musqueam Land. And yeah, so the biggest rush you have had because of music. Can you start thinking of a story or the moment of your life, which was kind of like a crescendo so far, because we're all hoping to continue doing other things to give us great rushes with music. So even you, Greg, if you think of something, we want to know stories of rock and roll, man. Far out. Okay, so.
Yeah. Adam, you got any?
Who's first? Who's going to go first?
Put you on the spot, buddy.
Oh, that's okay. Just think of the most rush. Like when you were, somebody was telling me a really good one.
I got a few.
Okay, so tell me a good Rush song.
Did
you meet Rush?
Song?
No, it's good. No, a Rush moment. A Rush moment for music.
Rush
moment. I started thinking about Geddy Lee all of a sudden. I don't know why, but anyway.
I'm not sure. I actually don't know. Probably the best moment was I was about 17, and I'd been playing lead guitar for like 2 years. I entered a competition, and I was keeping up with guys in their 40s and 50s who've studied jazz, like, you know, 30 years before that. And I think at that moment, it was kind of a defining point that I was just, I wanted to do music, and I had a real knack for it. I caught on to it quickly. I was pretty, you know, disciplined myself. So that gave me the rush to go towards music. The biggest rush I've ever had in music is probably touring with bigger artists. I've done lots of live sound before with people, and I think the best thing was probably, or not best, I guess most interesting, was the Olympics here in Vancouver in 2010, and sleeping on the Team Canada base bins overnight over by the ice rink.
Weren't you the sound guy that had to sleep outside for a while?
Yeah, yeah, that was me. Somebody's got to stay with the gear all night long. And, yeah, I drew the short straw. So I had the midnight to 6 a.m. stick right on the ice rink in the middle of winter. And so, it was just, you know, it was getting worse and worse as the days went on between, you know, Team Canada and U.S. for hockey and stuff. So I'd be there on the stage, and we'd be like a stone's throw away from, like, Granville Street, I think it was. And you could just hear people, like, fighting on Granville Street. Canada's going to win. U.S. is going to win. And I'm just like, I'm hiding behind a mixer, and that's where I'm going to be.
And see, and
but it's energetic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you were saying about touring with bigger bands and stuff like that. Can you drop a name or two just to, you know, just for good time's sake? Not for an ego stroke, but come on. Tell us who have you played with.
The singer's now petting my head like I'm a kitty cat. Yeah, I guess I could do that for you. My favorite was touring with Casey and JoJo. They're an R&B duo from the, like, 90s era.
Casey, okay.
mid to late 90s.
I'm thinking,
you know,
Casey and the Sunshine Band all of a sudden.
Yeah, no, they're like two guys, R&B singers, and they were really fun because the shows were so intense and so, like, crazy to the wall. And their opening act was they were actually a group of Black Panthers, and I was very unliked just because I was not
mother trucker,
you know. Anyways, so it was interesting trying to tour around with people who just didn't like you because
I understand
the way you looked or whatever.
I got one. Okay, well, go ahead, finish it.
But no, that was.
I was
going
to say one time, I got booked to do this gig with Pretty Boy Floyd, which was this band that was like sort of like Poison. They all dressed up with big hair and makeup and spandex leotards and stuff like that, and it was so funny because me and my brother were in there tuning up our guitars, and do you have everything? It's the straps and the microphones, blah, blah, blah. And these guys are running around going, have you seen my makeup and my leotards? And I couldn't help but feel like a complete separation, like it was the day of the genre separation. You know, you were definitely contrast. We were a blues band. They were like, you know, rock and roll from the 80s. So they had the look and everything, right?
So they're just looking for their stuff.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they were going to, you know, ever, you know, make an album or anything like that and do really well. But, of course, I guess, you know, the clothes, they worked well for them anyway. Yeah. What about you? Okay, before we hear a song, what were you going to – did you pull one out of your hat? Your biggest rush on stage. They were crawling.
I think
you.
Our first show, Spencer and I, in 2011 was kind of crazy at the Railway Club.
Yeah.
And we didn't go on till 1:30 or something, and we started playing, and everybody came up to the front, which is, you hope for that, but you don't think it's going to happen. And we're playing original music, so it was pretty rewarding. And I ended up jumping up at the end of the song to come down on the last chord, and I knocked over the drum kit, and the snare went flying, and like people were cheering, and I just got up, and yeah, it was a good start.
Right on.
Yeah.
Greg, what about you? Big band stage, what is it?
Thank you. I can't hear myself, but I'll just
take fine.
A guess.
You sound great.
Thank you very much. Well, I mean, these stories are great. It's awesome to hear all these wonderful local things. I think that's the most exciting thing after many years.
But you're not from here, so
I'm
we
not
don't
from
expect
here,
you
right.
to tell a local story. Don't worry.
No, but that's the beautiful thing is you start to realize that all of these communities are connected by all of these people, that we get to share this wonderful global language, music, blah, blah, blah. But it's all this small stuff that you kind of start to pay attention to a little bit more, like somebody getting super stoked at a show at a railway club and kicking over a snare drum, and that's awesome. Like every little town has their thing, and it kind of just keeps going forward, and that's really exciting.
Absolutely.
And then one time I got really drunk and forgot to go on stage. So. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a few. That should never happen in a radio station. So. Okay. So what song do you want to hear next from In Bliss's new album? Are we going to hear new stuff?
Yeah, you can hear some new stuff. We'll go listen
Tracks.
To Mile.
Okay. You got anything to say about it as you're queuing it up?
just play it.
Yeah, actually, Cam wrote it, and at first I was so against the song. I was like, that first chord, man, it doesn't go anywhere. I can't handle this song. And then we worked through it. We found out a way around it, and it's actually now one of my favorite songs. So gotta like I guess that. That's a good little story about that song.
Let it rip.
Myself again, over again, like a sermon spoken from my holy ego. That's a game I'd rather not play. Wanna start a team together to change the
Hello. Yeah. Oh, so we're back on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. We got In Bliss and Greg Samick. Well, we got a couple of members of In Bliss. So
two-thirds.
But that's right. You know, it's like, I don't know, somehow the odds. Think about it. You guys want to tell us? Well, first of all, yeah, you. Now that we're finished that song, Adam is going to tell us a story about, because he bit his tongue before. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I misunderstood the question a little bit before about the most energetic, I guess, moment there in music. I was doing sound for a man named Elephant Man, and he's known as the energy god of Jamaica there, and he does reggaeton. And we're doing sound at, I think it was Fortune. And I was touring around with this guy and, you know, a local band here named DNA 6 with Alex Ma opened up for him. And Alex, he's a crazy sax player. You know, he beatbox, he puts it through a loop pedal, he puts it all together and throws it out. And he really got the crowd warmed up for this guy, Elephant Man, who comes out. And he's got these alligator shoes and he's climbing up scaffolding. you think every 3 seconds, like, oh my God, this guy's going to fall and die. And next thing you know, he pulls up a chick on stage and he's dancing with her and she's dancing with him. It's reggaeton music. You know, they're really grooving into it, I should say. And then, you know, as a sound guy, my first thought was like, what the hell is going on stage? Something's muffling on the mic. And I look and he's pretty much like trying to sing and rap into the mic. Well, he's got this girl up on his waist, up against the mic pole, and he's kind of like dry humping her while singing live.
There's a name for this. Does anybody remember what that dance was called?
Is that the original version of twerking?
Yeah, they got Dirty Dancing and twerking, and they've been doing it for centuries, and every generation thinks they invented it. But in this specific era, there was this one that was a lot like twerking, and it was like about a 10 years behind it. And it would just be like, it was,
I remember
that African-American thing where they just stick it way out there, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. And all I could think of was my poor microphone is being sexually assaulted right now by two people. So, yeah, I guess that it just, and then just seeing the crowd react to that, you know, they ended up swarming up on stage. Uh-huh. Sound gear got knocked off the table. I was quite pissed off about that, but you know, at the end of the night, it's like, you know, now I have this story.
It's in the name of rock and roll, man.
Yeah. Well, I didn't own the gear, so I guess I shouldn't have taken too much heart to it, but you never really want to damage stuff that you need.
Yes. Yeah. No, I get it. Where can people find more In Bliss?
InBliss.ca. Everything's there.
Wow.
Music, okay. Videos, social.
And you can actually go to themedicineshow.ca and send us a message, and we'll put you in touch with any of the guests you've seen heard on this show.
We're also on the other main media streams, I think iTunes and Spotify.
Yeah, I'll be up on Apple Music and Spotify.
Yeah, and CD Baby.
Very soon.
In Bliss. You can Google it.
You can Google it.
Shigoogly.
That's right.
All right, and what are the plans for the future for the band? You guys got this gig coming up, and I hear you guys are actually going to take this onto the island and around BC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been talking to some bookers on the island, and we're just going to continue doing that, doing the interior and Alberta. Keep it pretty West Coast right now.
I love that. You know, like Greg was saying, you know, it's when it comes down to it, this music thing is really about having a good time. And I must say, some of my biggest thrills, I actually played the Beaver Point Hall a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
Beaver We've Point Hall. That, yeah. We used to call it the Boogie. Let's go to the Boogie.
It's nice. Fun, too. Every small place has that venue where it doesn't matter even who's playing. Like, we'd play it, just everybody would show up.
That's right.
Because it's a Saturday night, and hey, that's where everyone is.
Okay, characters from the Salt Spring Island, Beaver Point Hall.
Somebody needs to write a book.
Oh, I know, right? And I can't believe I just said that. But there was these girls who used to show up, and we would call them the Gumboot Ballerinas.
I think I know who you're talking about.
I think there's a few of these girls in every generation out at the Beaver Point Hall.
Maybe it was their offspring.
Oh, most likely, right? Because they would show up and they would be wearing these big, like some of them were homemade dresses or whatever, really nice, beautiful dresses that would twirl way out. You get all like tripped out watching them dance and stuff. And you look down and what was kicking it up was these gumboots underneath the dresses. And you're thinking, it's like, now that's fucking, you know, that's a country girl. Gotta like that.
Yeah, that's so Salt Spring. Did you ever meet Palu Rainbow Warrior? That's a classic Salt Spring character.
Yeah. Now, I've heard of the character, but I don't know. But my sister still lives there, so.
No, it's, we've played a few shows at Beaver Point Hall. We opened up for John and Roy there in 2012. That was a great show.
See, and now I'm in danger of not hearing the spirit in the sky come creeping in the background. That means we got to take a break, and we'll be right back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
On March 12 at 8 p.m., Vivo Media Arts presents Destroy Vancouver at SFU Woodward Studio D, 149 West Hastings Street. Featuring Arma Agarta, Bill Nays and Greg Kelly, Catherine Klein, Peter Kuttermansch, Peter Kutin. Destroy Vancouver is an improvised music series created by Liberato.
Need to talk? AMS Speakeasy offers free, one-on-one, confidential, drop-in peer support sessions with trained volunteers. Our goal is to lend a listening ear and empower you to continue to strive towards wellness. Our services are available Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during exam season. Support sessions can be requested at our desk on the main floor of the Nest or by ringing the doorbell outside our private space in room 3121. Learn more by visiting the AMS Speakeasy website. No issue is too big or too small. We're here to listen.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Sabbath with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
We're taking pictures, having fun on the Medicine Show. Woohoo! We're with In Bliss and Greg Samick. Greg Samick, I must say, that thumb thing. It's hypnotic.
Kalimba.
Yes. If you ever want to listen to some Mexican pop music, check out Kalimba. I actually started listening to his music a little bit. He's kind of reggae pop. So, you guys have, what song do you want to?
We've got Slow Down.
Recorded at Escher Media.
Oh, yes. Let's mention about Escher Media Studios, by the way.
Very lucky
and amazing and big and in Vancouver, not on Hastings, in the music section of Vancouver, where everybody is where the practice studios are down between Cambie and Main, between 6th and Broadway, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Nice view of Science World and North Shore Mountains from there.
It is. I went there and saw this studio, and I'm ready to go in and lay down some tracks myself. Just thought I'd give a little bit of a plug there for Escher Studios. How do they find it? Escher.ca or what?
Eschermedia.com.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So.
So this next song is called. Song? Yeah. Slow Down, and here we go.
Feels like I'm running, not to a place but a time of my life. I think I better slow down, might run past but I never get back. Cause I'm done running, the preconceived notions in my head. Wheels of motion, beeline straight to a destination. Time keeps on passing, time keeps on passing me by. Passing me by, back then.
This is it. We're back. And tonight was a little different. And a lot of chatting. It was really nice catching up with In Bliss. Really nice guys. And we're getting to the end of our medicine show. So you guys got any shout-outs to anybody? Anybody need to say hi to your grandma? The rock and roll grandma?
If you're listening.
Right on, right on, right on.
Right on.
Okay, so every Friday night we are doing the medicine show, and usually there's more live music, and you can anticipate that most of the time. But personally, I had a really lot of fun tonight just talking with these guys, and so whatever. So we're doing this every Friday night, 11 to 12:30. We're broadcasting Healing Energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded territory of Musqueam land. So thanks to the maker, thanks to my parents, thanks to everyone listening. Please let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, through our website, themedicineshow.ca. And one more time, the website for In Bliss is inbliss.ca.
That's right.
Excellent. Lots of details from there from these guys. And so thanks, Adam. And let's go back. Sorry. Let's go back, shall we? Let's turn back the page.
Thanks for having us tonight.
That's Cameron Hayes.
That's me.
That is Cameron Hayes.
And that's Esher Baldwin. And but we haven't heard. Good night, Greg. Over the.
Goodbye.
Greg Samick, and so In Bliss, we're gonna hear one more from you guys, and then you stay tuned for the late night show with DJ Ray coming up right after this. What song are we playing next, Mr. Adam, Mr. Esher Baldwin? Do I call you Esher or Adam?
Go by Esher.
Esher, sorry. Yep. Your Excellency.
What are we spinning?
We are going to spin an old one here.
Ooh. Outlaw?
Take you back to old school.
Go back.
Or something funky.
Statue.
Okay, I like it. This is actually that song that I knocked over the drum kit
I on. Say that funk music is going to be the one thing that lasts through the ages.
I think so, too.
We hope so.
Funkadelic, babies.
Give me a second.
Medicine Show, right on.
Right on.
One more time. Okay, we're queuing up this song, and, you know, we're not like, we're not in any rush to do it. Oh, we're ready to go. Sorry.
Here we go.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great night. Thanks to CeeLo, our DJ. Thanks, CeeLo.
That's what I said. Can I get a name? Will you always remain a stranger with a smile?
And don't forget, online, CITR.ca.
Small time.